recently I feel that I should talk more about following the Lord.
因为这是一件非常切实的事情，不在于我们的高言大志。
Because it's a very practical thing. It's not a very it's not something high up.
上一次我们讲到说门徒的意义。
Last week we talked about the meaning of being a disciple.
门徒就是跟随主的人。
Now disciples are ones who follow the Lord.
所以我们从圣经里面看见说主呼召他们来跟随他。
So we see in the Bible that the Lord called them to follow him.
有些时候圣经解释为什么他们会跟随耶稣的原因，有时候并没有解释。
In the Bible, sometimes they will explain why they follow the Lord, and sometimes they did not.
但是我们从圣经里面揣摩，我们知道很多的事实。
But from the Bible, we know a lot of facts.
在我们人生地上的追逐中间没有满足。
Because in our worldly life, all this daily pursuit has no meaning.
所以当主的声音进到他们耳朵中间的时候，
When the voice of the Lord entered into their ears,
他们心里产生一个非常稀奇的事情，对着神有科目。
There's a wonderful thing happening to them. They starting to have this thirst toward the Lord.
因为这个科目，他们就愿意来跟随主。
Because of thirst, they want to follow the Lord.
当主教导他们的时候，并没有用许多高言大志。
When the Lord teach them, did not use such a high words.
主呼召他们来看他的作为。
The Lord called them to see what he is doing.
主他们对他们教导人生的意义
，and teach them the meaning of life，
教导他们神国的真理
，and teach them the truth of the kingdom，
并且主活在他们中间
，and also Lord live among them。
弟兄们，我们就说，今天我们跟随主脱不了三件事情。
So today there's three things we following the Lord is there's always three things there。
第一件事情就是读经，读圣经。
First is we read the Bible。
第二件事情就是祷告。
Second, we pray.
第三件事情是活在主的面前。
And the third is to live in the presence of the Lord.
上一个礼拜，很多弟兄姊妹参加夏令会回来。
Last week, there's so many brothers and sisters attend that summer conference and come back.
他们心里向着主有基督的渴慕。
They have this great thirst in for the Lord.
我们礼拜二晚上祷告聚会的弟兄姊妹起来，怎么样是一个实际跟随主的路
？In the last Tuesday evening prayer meeting, we mentioned that what is the practical way that we can pursue the Lord.
昨天晚上我在 Hacienda Heights 那里和弟兄姊妹有交通。
And last night I went to Hacienda Heights have some fellowship with the brothers and sisters there.
那些弟兄姊妹也问起说什么是跟随主最实际的路
？And they also the brothers and sisters ask also what is the most practical way to follow the Lord.
那么我想弟兄姊妹意思说我们是不是应该开个会，应该有一点多一点。讨论怎么样我们现在开始来跟随耶稣了。
So it seems that we ought to have a meeting and start to have some discussion like how do we start following the Lord.
召开这样的会和弟兄姊妹交通负担是需要的。
This kind of meeting is necessary.
但是更简单更重要一件事情就在我们里面每一个人的生活上面。
But the simpler way and the more important way is that every one of us in our life,
就在我们每个个人和主的关系上面。
In our daily life, in our personal relationship with the Lord,
我们若是能够好好花时间在主面前读一点圣经
，If we can spend some time, some good time, and read the Bible,
我们若是凡事祷告主
，If we pray everything to the Lord,
在信心里面支取他的应许和能力
，And we take this We claim the promise in our faith.
我们就会经历主的真实。
Then we will experience His reality.
自然我们就会认识主。
Then we'll know Him.
若是我们知道，常常活在他的面前，住在他的里面。
And we will always live in front of Him, and we abide in Him.
我们就是跟随主。
We are following the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，盼望弟兄不要以为这是老生常谈。
So please don't think this is some very old saying.
我们每一个人必须跟随主，因为主说他就是道路。
Because every one of us have to follow him because he said he is the way.
按照我们所计划讲的真理来说，上次我们讲过门徒之后。
Now according to according to the plan, last time we talked about the disciples.
我说过。门徒第一步的跟随，主没有叫他们出什么代价。
I mentioned the very first step, how to follow. The Lord did not ask for any kind of sacrifice.
主只是对约翰说，对彼得说，对雅各说，你们来跟随我。
The Lord only talked to Peter, to James, and to to John, say, come and follow me.
他们就舍了一切，撇了船，撇了网来跟随耶稣。
And they just give up everything. They give up their boat and net and follow, starting following Jesus.
主呼叫他们，呼召他们，叫他们看见他自己的作为。
And the Lord called them to see his own doing.
听见他的讲论，
听见他的
教训。
Hear his teaching.
而就和他的同在的生活里面认识耶稣基督是怎样的一位。
Then he will know who this Jesus is.
那么本来我们说第二段或者说高级的门徒班有了代价。
Now we also mentioned that in the second step, in the more advanced class, there's a little requirement.
因为主告他们说你们要背起十字架来跟随我。
Because the Lord told them that you shall carry your cross to follow me.
当我祷告主的时候，我觉得我们应该用更多的实际的例子，圣经里的例子来说明如何叫他撇起所有来跟随耶稣。
So when I prayed about it, I feel that I should use some practical examples to illustrate what is really following Jesus.
所以我们今天要看一些其他门徒们的见证和例子。
So we like to see some of the testimony, the witness and testimony of other disciples.
也许我们高级班的门徒的信息以后讲。
Maybe the message for the advanced the disciples will be given later.
我们请打开马太福音。我们先看第八节，从十九十八第八章从十八节看到二十三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8, verse
十八节到二十三节。
18 to 23。
我们再一同来读，弟兄姊妹请打开。
Let's read it together。
耶稣见许多人围着他，就吩咐都到那边去。有一个文士来对他说：“夫子，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝。”人子却没有枕头的地方。又有一个门徒对耶稣说：“主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。”耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。好，我们就读到这里。这里可以说是门徒一个基本的意义。
Here we talk about a very basic meaning of a discipleship.
这就是我刚才说，无论我们在夏令会里面听见什么好的信息，无论我们灵里面得到怎样的心愿，要跟随主。
This is what I just said. No matter what kind of a good message you heard in the summer conference, no matter what kind of a resolution you made to trying to follow Jesus.
若是没有第二十三节，耶稣上了船，门徒们跟着他这件事情。
If the things in the verse 23 did not happen,
那么你的心愿仍然不算跟随耶稣。
Then that is not a truly following Jesus.
我们现在看第九章，从第九节开始，我们读到十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 9 through 13。
请弟兄姊妹一同来读。耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。耶稣在屋里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人。来与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席，法利赛人看见，就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？”耶稣听见就说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。经上说：我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。”这里是圣经里第一次提到马太的名字。
Now this is the first time in the Bible to mention the name of Matthew.
虽然我们读的这本福音书叫做马太福音，但是马太自己很少提到他的名字。
Although this book we're reading right now is called a Gospel according to Matthew, but Matthew's name was seldom mentioned.
马太是一个非常谦卑的人。
Matthew is a very humble person.
这里记载马太的事情也不多。
And there's a very few incidents recorded about Matthew.
在所有十二个使徒里面，马太的事迹是记载的算少的。
And among these 12 disciples, Matthew is the one that have the least things recorded.
所以我想他的蒙召，他的跟随特别突出，成为我们众人的帮助。
So I think it's something special about being called. It can be a good example to us.
我们再看一看马可福音第二章，这里是。马可记载马太蒙召。
Now let's look at Mark chapter 2. It recorded how that's recorded by Mark how Matthew was called.
这里有些记载是相同的，有一两句话不一样。
Most of the recording here are the same, but there's a few sentences are different.
所以我们读的时候可以比较一下，我们从第二章十三节读到十七节。
Verse 13 through 17.
耶稣又出到海边去，众人都救了他来，他便教训他们。耶稣经过的时候，看见亚勒腓的儿子利未坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。耶稣在利未家里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并门徒一同坐席，因为这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他门徒说：“他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？”耶稣听见，就对他们说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。”这里大部分记载是相同的。
And here, most of the recording are the same.
不过两件事情，第一个，他提到马太，另外一个名字叫做利未。
But here he mentioned another name of Matthew is Levi.
并且要记得这里说，当他在家里坐席的时候，有好多人，他们也是税吏。
And also he mentioned in that banquet, there's a lot of people attend who are also publicans.
他们也是罪人。
They're also sinners.
这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。
And there's multitude of them, and they follow Jesus also.
好像是说，在一帮同样的人中间，他们比较容易拆除彼此中间的防御。
It seems that among the same kind of people, they don't have to be very defensive.
他们在神面前就比较能够敞开。
And they can it's easier for them to open to the Lord.
所以他们就愿意跟随耶稣。
So they're willing to follow the Lord.
我们再看路加福音第五章里面怎么记载。
Let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 5.
第五章从二十七节到三十二节，也是一共只有六节圣经。
From verse
二十七到三十二。
27 to 32.
我们还一同读。这事以后，耶稣出去，看见一个税吏名叫利未，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就撇下所有的，起来跟从了耶稣。利未在自己家里为耶稣大摆宴席，有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。法利赛人和文士就向耶稣的门徒发怨言，说：“你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢？”耶稣对他们说：“无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。”这里路加的记载特别说到说。利未在他家里为耶稣大摆宴席。
Here, especially in the book of Luke, it mentioned that Levi made him a great feast in his own house.
并且他为了耶稣撇下所有。
And also, he gave up everything for Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，这里我们就看见马太不用在他自己写福音书的时候不用利未这个名字。
Then you notice Matthew, when he's recorded in his own book of Matthew, did not use the name Levi.
他用马太这个名字。
He used the name Matthew.
马太的意思是神的恩赐。
Now Matthew means the great gift of God.
利未的意思，弟兄姊妹，利未是一个非常尊贵的名字。
Now Levi, the name of Levi is a very honorable name.
因为你知道这个名字有很深的传统。
Because this Levi has a great tradition.
在犹太人中间，利未是一个非常好的名字。
Among Jews, the Levi is a good name.
尤其是利未支派的人能用的。
Only those the family of Levi can use that name.
用这个名字，知道这是一般。特别分别出来归给神的人。
Now, when you use that name, then you know this. These are the people who are especially separated for the Lord.
所以我想，马太可能是属于利未支派的人。
So I believe Matthew belongs to the tribe of Levi.
虽然圣经里没有这样记载，但是因为他的名字叫利未。
Although the Bible did not correct record directly, but because his name is Levi.
但这个名字用在他身上实在不太合适。
But it's not so proper to use Levi on this person.
昨天晚上我们看见潘志荣弟兄。
Last night we met brother Pan.
他说他的名字，他信主以后本来想改名字的。他说我这个名字叫志荣是，立志要光宗耀祖啊。
No, he said when I first received the Lord, I wanted to change my name because my name means that I want to make up my mind to honor my ancestor.
后来他祷告说：“这个名字很好啊，你立志荣耀我不是很好吗
？”And later on, he prayed about it, and the Lord spoke to him and said, "Well, you can make up your mind to honor me."
那弟兄姊妹们，每一个人的名字啊，可以说代表他父母亲对他的盼望，也可能他自己的盼望。
So all the person's name really indicate the hope of the parents or the hope of himself.
这个人叫他利未。
This person name's Levi.
但是他竟然做了税吏啊。
But he became a publican, a tax collector.
你晓得在那个时候，税吏是人最看不起的行业。
Because at that time, a publican is the most despised profession.
哎呀，这个女人最是没有生路去做妓女了。
And the worst for a woman is to become a prostitute.
男人没有出息去做税吏。
And the worst for a man is to become a publican.
为什么？因为那时候税吏好像卖过贼一样啊。
Because at that time, the publican is like traitors.
因为罗马统治犹太的时候，他们采取一个包税的制度。
Because at that time when Rome rules over this place, they have a special tax system.
每个人投标去啊。
Everybody that you can bid against a certain area.
这个区域包给我了，我出多少税，我给你收多少税。
Now I can bid that how much I can collect tax for you. That's how much I will pay.
都是我的。
Whatever is exceeding.Whatever is more than I can take, I can put it in my own pocket.
弟兄姊妹们，所以做了税吏差不多跟罪人一样啊。
So when someone become a publican, it was considered a sinner.
啊，这里面还有好些人，这个我们 IRS 要收税的，我们不太愿意付。
A lot of times when IRS want to collect some tax, we didn't quite want to pay it.
我想这些人看见这些税吏，他从那里来远远走走开呀、啊，不跟他们见面。
I believe at that time those people when they see the publican come, they would just go away, didn't want to be seen with them.
这个名字利未竟然是个税吏。
But how can a Levi, someone named Levi, become a publican?
应当他是来侍奉神的。
He should be the one who served the Lord.
但是他结果侍奉自己。
But then he's serving himself.
侍奉钱财
he served wealth
侍奉仇敌
he served the enemy
弟兄姊妹今天我们对着这个圣经来读很容易读到哎呀这利未没有出息
now today we can when we read the Bible we can say oh this Levi he's so bad
我们可以说这个名字不相称
we said he does not his deed does not fit his name
但弟兄姊妹们我们要看看说我们今天呢跟他没有好多比他没有好多少
but we have to also see that today we're no better than him
如果我们没有认识我们今天生命的价值在于侍奉神的话
If we did not see the true meaning of our life is to serve God
我实在找不出我们什么意义在侍奉什么
I really cannot find another thing that we should serve
所以弟兄姊妹今天好多世人他们觉得生活虚空
So there's so many people that they feel this vanity in the world
并不是没有学问的
It's not because they're not educated
并不是没有健康的
It's not because they don't have good health
他们也常刚才弟兄见谢老弟兄见证，很多人也有很多好的，得着很多神所给他的恩赐。
And just like what our brother Shea just mentioned, that a lot of them have this great blessing from the Lord.
但罗马书第一章里说，这些人不懂得荣耀神，也不晓得感谢他。
But in the just like in the first chapter of Roman, these people does not know, does not recognize God and does not thank Him.
神造人，这是一件事实。
Now.God created man. This is the fact.
很多人今天不相信神造人，因为他不知道，看不出神造人有什么目的。
Because today the other people don't believe that because he does not see the purpose of why God have to created man.
我再说一次，很多人对于神的创造出问题，不是他科学上出问题。
Now I have to emphasize again that nowadays a lot of people does not believe that man that God created man is not because he does not believe scientifically.
他的理性，他的人，因为人生的目的，他的头脑里不能清楚神的旨意，而怀疑神创造人。
Because in his head he does not know the true meaning of life, and so he has this doubt about why God will create man.
我不知道我讲的是不清楚哈。
I don't know whether I say it clear or not.
我们的本性里面承认有一位神。
Because deep down inside we recognize there's a God.
但是我们不知道为什么我们会有。
But we don't know why it's me that that have this God.
所以想来想去，既然我的存在是没有价值、没有意义的
，So and after think about it, since the existence of my own, since there's no meaning of my own existence,
所以他们倒推回去就说神不存在。
So they go back to the reasoning saying that the God does not exist.
他们推回去结论说神不是良善的。
So when they go back to that, then they say God is not good.
因为他创，假如他创造了我们，是要我们受苦。
Because they will say that if he should really indeed created us, he wants us to suffer.
所以弟兄姊妹，各式各样哲学家，他们对于神的观念不晓得推到哪里去。
So there's all kinds of philosophies concerning God. It was just, there's a chaos.
但是神借着他所启示的圣经，给我们看见一件事情。
But the Lord using this Bible show us one thing.
我们是因为神的旨意被创造而有的。
We are created because of His will.
我们被创造的目的是要彰显神。
Now the purpose of this creation is so that we can manifest God.
弟兄姊妹们，这句话好像有人听起来空洞的。
Now it sounds so hollow.
但是如果我们仔细往里面想一想。
But if we think about it twice.
从来没有一件其他的受造有人这样智慧。
There's no other creature have the wisdom like man.
从来没有一件一样受造是像我们这样人类一样能够去想象神的事情。
Now there's no other creature like man can imagine the things of God.
能够领会神所给我们的认识。
Can realize the things of God.
这里我不是说一个人长得漂亮或者不漂亮就彰显神或不彰显神。
No, I'm not talking about someone who is good looking or not to manifest God or not.
神给我们每一样器官都有它的用处。
God gave us all these faculties, so they all have their own use.
但这还是外面的事情。
But these are outward.
性情。
But your character.
弟兄姊妹们，人有人性。
Now we have our characters.
这是神最最宝贝的。
That's the most precious thing in front of the Lord.
我们会懂得公义的事情。
We will understand the righteous things.
我们会懂得良善。
We'll understand good.
我们会有同情。
We will have the pity on things.
弟兄姊妹们，人不和动物一样。
This is how we men differ from animals.
不是弱肉强食的世界。
It's not it's not for
所以弟兄姊妹，如果人的里面还有一分良善，
so if there's still a tiny bit of good in human,
你就不能否认说人是因为神的荣耀创造而有。
You cannot deny that men are created by God.
不仅是里面这一点点良善而已。
Not only does this tiny bit of good.
弟兄姊妹，等到我们真正接受主之后，我们有了一个比较。
Now after we receive the Lord, we have a comparison.
哎呀，我们信主以后觉得里面平安，觉得喜乐，觉得满足。
Now after we receive the Lord, we have this joy and peace, and we are satisfied.
你不管怎么讲，每一个基督徒都有这样的经历。我信主，我得了平安。
No matter what, every single Christian have the same feeling that after I receive the Lord, I have this peace.
当我信主，我里面觉得充实得很。
When I receive the Lord, I feel so full inside.
我有了保证，我有了安全感。
Because I have this guarantee and I have this security.
并且我无论到哪里，我知道神保护我，神与我同在。
No matter where I go, I know that God protect me and He's with me.
这些日子我们在读以赛亚书，以赛亚书常常有一句话说：“恶人必不得平安。”
We were reading the book of Isaiah these days, and there's always a verse that the wicked has no peace.
不信神的人永远没有平安。
And those who does not believe the Lord has no peace.
不晓得弟兄姊妹相不相信这句话？不晓得不信主的人相不相信这句话
？I don't know whether those of you does not believe have will recognize this verse.
我们今天的比较不是和世人比平安不平安。
But the comparison today with the worldly people is not whether I have a greater peace or not.
我们是说在患难中间还有一样东西叫做平安，不离开的平安。
Is that in tribulation we still have this something there that which does not change is called peace.
所以这就证明是真平安。
So that proof is a true peace.
如果你的平安像鸟一样会飞走的，
If your peace is like a bird that can fly away anytime, that is not a true peace.
如果你的平安建筑在金钱上面，
If your peace is built on top of money,
有一天你受了损失，你没有平安。
One day you lost and you don't have peace anymore. Friday evening, we have a brother Tian come among us to study the Bible. I believe I can speak about his witness freely because he did speak publicly. In Los Angeles, the Chinatown, there's a restaurant.
最近关掉了,
recently closed.
是我们弟兄倒闭的。
It's our brother who foreclosed it.
他倒掉了。
Oh, he's the owner.
Bankrupt.
He's bankrupt.
但是弟兄姊妹，他来到我们中间，我看不出刚刚才倒掉，才刚刚破产。
But when he come among us, I can see this is someone who just had the store closed down.
他的职业是厨师。
Because his job is a great chef.
几十年，二十年以前开始在美国开始四川馆子。
Now about 20 years ago, he started this Sichuan restaurant.
四川生意做得很好，开了一家又一家。And
it was the business great, and he has several stores.
弟兄姊妹，这个弟兄不是很有学问的人，他说我圣经都读不懂啊。
And he said he's not well educated. He does not really understand the Bible.
但是他说，
but
他说只要有衣有食啊。 我就知足,
I'll be satisfied if I have clothes and I have something to eat.
弟兄姊妹,
I don't know how many of you today can say this from your heart.
如果他是四川饭店生意最好的讲这句话, 没有人稀奇啊。
If he say this when the restaurant is really have good business, it's not so precious.
刚刚才倒掉，也不晓得能不能在东山再起啊。
But right after it was closed, and there's no chance whether he can open it again, he said this.
他能说这句话，证明是真的基督徒。He
can say this, that proves he's a true Christian.
他有一个平安在里面。Because
he has this peace inside of him.
世界上的事情摇不动他。And
the worldly things cannot shake it.
他的太太是个拜佛的。Now
his wife is an idol worshipper.
糟糕了，这回可是损失大了。
Now she felt that great loss this time. There's no peace. And it made this brother almost lose his peace.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要把平安给人呢。
Brother and sister, today we have to give this peace to other people.
要把福音传给人呢。
We have to preach this gospel.
利未在他的税官上面做得相当威风啊。Now
Levi on this the seat of his custom was quite proud.
但是他里面缺少一样东西。But
inside of him there's one thing lacking.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我信主的时候，我才知道我缺少什么。Now
brothers and sisters, when I received the Lord, then I realized what I was lacking.
我没有信主的时候，我不晓得我缺少什么。Before
I received the Lord, I didn't even know what was lacking.
所以我要去打麻将啊。
So I can go play mahjong.
所以我从前在大学的时候什么事都做。
So I do everything when I was in college.
啊，快要大考了，没有关系，照样打弹子。Before
the final, it doesn't matter. I can still play snooker.
弟兄姊妹里面没有平安啊，天天打桥牌。And
play bridge every day.
每一件事情都是做，做到实在不想做，再换一件事情做。And
I do a certain thing and do it until I'm so tired of it. Then I change to another thing. Because he does not know, because I don't know what was missing.
有一天,
One day, when I meet the Lord,
哎呀, 香烟也不抽了,
then I quit smoking,
小牌也不打了,
and I quit playing bridge.
什么都不想做了,
I didn't want to do all that
天天不停祷告,
anymore.
觉得很有兴趣啊,
and every day I pray and I study the Bible and I feel it's so interesting.
我相信利未在还没有信主的时候一样, 他里面有个神,
I believe it's the same with Levi. Before he received, he followed the Lord, there's something there that is dissatisfying. That day, the Lord passed through the custom and called him.
我心里想, 真是好啊。
And I said, this is so good.
你知道啊,马太是一个很小心的人, 他是一个罪吏。
You know, Matthew is a very careful person. He's a custom. He's a publican.
他马太福音所记载的事情很多很多，记了很多的细节。You
know, in the book of Matthew, it recorded a lot of details.
当主耶稣出来之前，施洗约翰在那里做工的时候。Now
before Jesus come out for open ministry, and John the Baptist was working. I believe Matthew saw his ministry.
Because
at that time, John the Baptist is the one that has great power.
Because
his word really pierced people's heart. But at the same time, Matthew still looked from a distance that they are not following him. Because there's a lot of publicans and sinners that come before John the Baptist. They say, what can we do? And also there are Pharisees and the Sadducees came to be before John the Baptist.
他们说，司祭人说，你们来做什么？
And the John the Baptist would say, why are you coming here?
他说，你们这些毒蛇的种类啊,
you are the kind of the serpents.
He called him
that name.
我想马太听得远远一看,
I believe Matthew heard that and saw that from a distance, must be very scared. Because John the Baptist represents the righteousness of God.
马太里面一定有很多不公义的事情。
Inside Matthew, there must be a lot of unrighteous things.
司祭人说，你们要悔改。
And John Bible. That was the time when the Japanese was in control.
那些先民说，稀奇啊，这些人怎么肯在你面前承认他们的罪啊？
And those MPs were really amazed. They say, how come these people will admit their sins in front of you? Because they're under the MP's hand, they torture them, but they will not admit their sin. Because if they should admit, they will have to pay.
And
like John the Baptist, like Dr. Sun, they have this great power, and they conquer a human's heart. But I believe Matthew saw the thing of what happened in John the Baptist, but he still was the one step short. He can't follow him. But when Jesus came,
主耶稣来了,
when he Jesus came,
他说,
he said,
来跟从我,
come and follow me.
他没有立刻提醒他的罪,
he did not remind him right away his own sin.
但是我相信他坐在税关上面的时候,
but I believe when he was sitting on in the custom, the Lord saw his heart right away. I believe when Matthew was sitting in the custom, it had different expression. He sit there and might have a very uneasy feeling. He sit there and might feel that there's no meaning in his life. He sit there and might have a struggle inside him. When the preacher saw that Jesus is here.
有一天, 这个彼得也看见有个人, 他说, 西门, 我看着你在苦难中, 在苦难中间。
And also he sees the same thing in Peter. He said, Peter, you are in bitterness.
No. 彼得有一天传福音, 看见有个人, 在苦难中间。
Oh, Peter preached the gospel once and said to one person, says, you are in bitterness.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们, 主耶稣的恩典, 慈爱, 怜悯, 温柔啊, 一眼看着他的,
because it's his mercifulness in Jesus, his love, and he can see this inside of him. He sees the need of in Matthew.
他没有在对马太说，你这个税吏啊，真是可恶啊！你怎么欺骗你的同胞呢？
He did not accuse Matthew right away. Say, "How you such a wicked man? How can you cheat your own kinsman?"
但主耶稣那个慈爱的眼光中间。 带着公义,
but in his merciful, loving eyes, there's righteousness, and which was met by Matthew. And you can see how he behaved.
他就起来,
so he stand up and follows Jesus. And he also give up everything to follow him. And before he really managed it carefully to get something in his own hand.
现在为了跟随耶稣的缘故，都抛弃了。
Now because he want to follow Jesus, he give it up, give it all.
最近这些日子很少看见有人撇下所有来跟随主。
Lately we don't see too many people want to give up everything to follow the Lord.
很少。
For a period of time before, I saw many
instances.
When I was in the Bible study group and I was studying in college, great many of brothers and sisters, they are called to serve the Lord. Before me, there's quite a few before me. And also, there's a few after me.Brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord come inside. And his voice touched our need deep inside. Then you can see all the worldly things are vanity. Only Jesus is what is worth our pursuing. There's one hymn that was talking about this.But when Jesus called Matthew, Matthew's eyes shine up. Then he realized all those things he was pursuing on this earth has no meaning. That is called following Jesus. And Paul has the same experience. He said, I forsake everything for the Lord, for our Lord Jesus. We mentioned Brother Song earlier. When he heard the calling of the Lord, he was studying for the PhD, chemistry PhD. Then he read the Bible like mad. And then he preached the gospel like mad. And people think he's a madman. Because when he sees someone, he will start crying and shed tears. And preach the gospel when they don't listen. Now, do you think this is an insane person? They have to be shut up.
And
they actually, in New York, they put him in an institute. So he said, it's okay, the Lord put me here so I can concentrate in reading my Bible. I don't know how long he was in the institute. Maybe about 100 days. His testimonies are well known. He studied the Bible 40 times. In 100 days, he finished reading through the Bible 40 times. And there's no interruptions. You don't have to cook and then somebody will just feed you. You don't have to make telephone calls. And you just read the Bible. Now he's the one that's really obtained by the Lord. Now when time is fulfilled and he finished reading this Bible and the Lord let him out. After finished the education, first thing he went home. He just transformed into a preacher. Now, when he's 42, he was received into the Lord. But you know how many was received because of him, saved because of him. If he treasured this position, that this chemistry PhD, now how many will be perished? Now let me ask you, how many chemistry PhD here? Now how many brothers, Dr. Song? His value of his life is completely changed. All life he used for Jesus to preach the gospel. Now, did you hear the calling inside you? Matthew gave up everything to follow Jesus. I don't know how much is his all. But no matter how much, it's not too much Because for the Lord, it's not too much.
也许是他最后一次请客,
Maybe that's the last banquet he spread.
他的家里请了许多的朋友,
In his house, he invited so many friends.
弟兄姊妹们做见证的,
Now you have to witness for the Lord, for Jesus.
这是他离家的时候所做的见证的,
This is the witness he made before he left the house.
主耶稣是他请客的原因啊。
Lord Jesus is the reason why he has to, why he had the banquet.
马太很谦卑，他没有自己记福音的时候没有记这些事情。
Matthew is a very humble person. In his own writing, he did not record that this banquet was given by him.
他为主耶稣摆上的，甚至他自己都不愿意记录。
The thing he offered for the Lord, he didn't even record it.
刚才我们读马太福音，左手所做不叫右手知道，在马太身上真的这样。
Now we just read in the book of Matthew that what you did. What your left hand did, you don't let the right hand know. In Matthew himself, he did it.
他说要坐在暗中,
because he said to do it in secret, and he did it.
马太讲的话是他自己证明，自己经历证明。
What Matthew says is his own experience.
他为耶稣大摆宴席，一点都没有人自己的荣耀。
He spread a great banquet before Jesus, but there's no man, no honor to him.
但那个宴会的价值可大了。
But the value of that banquet is great. There's so many publicans and sinners came. They come to that house very often. But today, for the Lord's sake, Matthew opened his house and they came. Because in the book of Mark, it recorded because there's a multitude of this person, this kind of person, people, and they follow him also. Now, the hardest part about witnessing for the Lord is that you go back to your own crowd.
你这个人，我们从前知道你哪里是基督徒啊。
And the friends will say, hey, we know who you are and what you're like. How come you become a Christian?
哎呀，你打麻将，打麻将还丢牌了。
Now when you play mahjong, you even steal some.
你这样的人会做基督徒的。
Now how come a person like you will become Christian?
也许马太在那里说，哎，老兄，你算了吧，算了吧，我们还有本账还没结嘞。
Maybe there's someone who say, Hey, Matthew, forget it. We still have our account not settled yet.
马太可能受了许多的羞辱。
Now Matthew might be ashamed a lot. But there's one thing he
knows.
He knows Jesus and he knows who he is.
他乃是神的儿子,
he is the Son of God.
他是公义的神,
he is the righteous God. But because he bare the penalty of sin, he died for us on the cross. So he can show this mercy on us. He's a righteous God. When he touched the human, but when we confront with is tenderness, is merciful, and is love. Matthew knows Jesus. Maybe there's a lot of question about gospel he can't answer. There's one question that he can't answer. It was recorded here.
他们说你们的父子为什么和罪人为伍啊?
Because there's a question raised that he said, hey, how come you, your master is among those sinners and publicans?
弟兄姊妹，好多的我们传福音也常常中计哈。
A lot of times we fall in the same trap when we preaching the gospel.
And
a lot of people will challenge us and say, hey, the Jesus you believe is so it's like this and this.
And
then we'll try our best trying to answer that question. But in here, Matthew, he didn't say a word. But those people who try to challenge him is also chicken. They dare not to ask Jesus themselves. Now Jesus himself was right among them. How come they dare not ask him?
他们不敢问说, 主耶稣, 你怎样？为什么你来这边和罪里罪人和罪里头为？
They did not talk to Jesus directly. Say, how come you are among these sinners and publicans?
他们问门徒。
But they asked the disciples.
今天好多人听福音也是这样，他们不敢自己去问主问我们的。
Nowadays the same thing here. They dare not to ask the Lord themselves, but they ask us.
我们当然回答不出来。
Of course, we can't give them a good answer. That's no big thing.
我们又不是主耶稣。
Because we are not Jesus.
好多事情，主的事情我是不明白。
But there's a lot of things about Jesus that I don't understand.
那他们为什么不敢问主问我？
But how come they dare not to ask Jesus themselves?So here, brothers and sisters, Matthew did not answer. That's the best answer. Because Jesus heard. And Jesus answered.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你传福音碰见有人向你挑战，你不会回答，不要紧。
So when you are preaching the gospel and somebody trying to challenge you, you cannot answer. Doesn't matter.
你看看主怎么回答。
Why don't you see how the Lord answers?
主听见了一定会回答。
Because if the Lord hears it, and he will answer.
就是要这样来回答他们。
Because the Lord will answer it this way. The Lord said that the healthy one does not need doctor.
只有有病的人才需要医生。
Only those who are sick.
我来是呼召罪人悔改，不是呼召义人。
I come to call the righteous.
我圣经上说。
To call the unrighteousness.
神的性情，我喜爱连续，胜过祭司。
And he said, I love pity more than sacrifice.
主还对他们说，这些话的意思，你去揣摩揣摩。
And the Lord also say, now you go back and think about it.
弟兄姊妹知不知道？因为这些话是文士、法利赛人自己常常讲的。
Do you know that these words I was always uttered by these Pharisees and scribes?
我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭司，这是旧约里面何西阿书的话。
I like pity and not sacrifice. These are the words of the book of Hosea.
这些祭司文士哪个人没有读过？
Now all these Pharisees and scribes, they all read it.
但他们读的时候，这个我是神，跟他们没有关系。
But when they read it, this I referring to God has nothing to do with themselves.
他们实在也没有连续，也没有慈爱，做祭司但是没有慈爱的心肠。
They are the priests, but they don't have this merciful heart.
主耶稣来了不同。
But when God came, when Jesus came, is different.
他是真祭司。
He is the true priest.
他说我喜爱连续，不仅神喜爱连续，他就是神自己。
He said, I love pity, not only God, but himself is God.
你们看神的慈爱看不见，看见这一位拿撒勒人耶稣在地上的这一位。
Now, if you cannot see the mercy of God, but you can see me, this Nazarene, Jesus the Nazarene.
我喜爱连续，
I love pity, not sacrifice.
神的心肠是这样。
This is God's heart.
弟兄姊妹们，因为祭司的目的是要叫神的连续能够出来。
Because the purpose of being a priest is that so that the God's mercy will come out.
若是没有祭牲死在祭坛上面，神不能连续他的百姓。
If there's no sacrifice burned on the altar, the God cannot have mercy on the people.
神是公义的，不能容忍罪耶。
God is righteousness; He cannot tolerate sin.
但是他怜悯爱罪人。
But he loved sinners.
所以必须有献祭的事情。
So there have to be a sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个叫做我们今天所传的福音啊，十字架救人的道理。
Now this is the gospel we preach today. This is the gospel of cross.
我们是因着神的荣耀、神的旨意被创造而有的。
Today we are created for his own glory.
为什么我们不能认识神呢？
How come we don't know how we do not recognize him?
因为我们自己的罪叫我们与神隔绝了。
Because our own sin separate us from God.And when Jesus came,
他为我们死在十字架上面,
He died for us on the cross.
他的罪, 他的血洗净我们一切的罪,
And His blood washed away all our sins.
好叫神的慈爱能够出来,
so that God's mercy can pour out toward us.
神的座位叫做施恩座,
God's seat is called mercy seat.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们今天接受的福音就是这样。
Now this is the gospel we receive today.God said, I love pity, but not sacrifice.
但是主说,
but then he said,
我呼召罪人, 不能呼召义人。
I call the sinners and not the righteous person.
义人不需要献祭。
Because righteous person does not need sacrifice.
他凡是看不见自己罪的, 不觉得需要神。
Those who did not see the sin in himself does not need God.
健康的人看不见自己的需要。
Because the healthy person does not see the need of himself.
有病的人需要义人。
Only the sick need doctor.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们都是被罪所压伤、有病的人。
Now we are all bruised and crushed by sin, and we are all sick.
我们有什么病呢？
What kind of sickness do we have?
我们的病叫做不能容忍别人呢。
Our sickness is called that we cannot tolerate others.
我们的病叫做没有忍耐。
Our sickness is called no patience.
对于你家里人也不能忍耐。
You don't have patience toward your own family.
对你同事你不能忍耐。
You have no patience toward your co-workers.
还有一种病叫做眼瞎，看不见自己。
And there's another sickness is called blindness. You do not see the shortcoming of yourself.
他老是看见别人的软弱。
Always see the weakness in other people. He cannot see in himself.
还有一些人是耳聋啊。
And some disease is called deafness.
只听见人家称赞的话，听不见人家。
You only hear the praises and and you can't hear the criticize.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是有病的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are all sick.
看不见自己。
We cannot see ourselves.
因为自以为义。
Because we consider ourselves to be righteous.
哦，如果像马太这样。
But if we're like Matthew.
他坐在税关上。
He sit on the custom.
哦，里面痛苦。
It was painful inside.
里面挣扎。
And there's a struggle inside.And there's no hope inside. All of a sudden, Jesus will call him. He said, Come and follow me. Come and follow me.
弟兄姊妹，今天主借着圣灵还在呼召门徒跟随他。
Brothers and sisters, through Holy Spirit, the Lord is still calling disciples to follow him.
主耶稣愿意拯救罪人。
The Lord wanted to save sinners.